Welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing in Plain English, the only podcast where we try to demystify the magic of digital marketing.
Welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing in Plain English. Today we are going to talk about a very important concept, which is not entirely new to digital marketing, but nevertheless has become very important in the context of digital marketing. And that is buyer's persona. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about what it is. And basically, buyer's persona is a fictionalization of the character of the best customer or the ideal customer, you may say, that you are trying to market to. Which sounds okay. I mean, I get what it is from the definition, but we do need to go more deep into this topic because it is very, very important. And for that, we have Kabir with us. So over to you.
Thanks, Raghav. So let's dive straight into what buyer personas are. And you know, buyer personas are an extremely important part of doing effective digital marketing. And at the same time, I am quite surprised to see how many e-marketing professionals and even business owners don't really understand their buyer personas. So let's look at what they are and how to create those. So let me start by saying that, you know, when you have a business, it means you have customers. That's why the business exists, right? But who are your customers and how do you find new ones? That's where an understanding of the buyer persona comes in. Let's take my example. I run a digital marketing agency where we provide result-oriented digital marketing solutions to help businesses grow. There are agencies smaller than mine and there are agencies that are larger than mine. So who are our customers or my agency's customers? One way to look at it is that our customers can be anyone who has a business and wants to grow their business, right? No, wrong. Defining any business as my customer is way too general. It is a very wide definition of a buyer persona. With digital marketing, we have the advantage of precision targeting and more precisely defining the target customers. And then we can define a buyer persona more effectively. Once we define a buyer persona more effectively, our campaigns will also be more effective. So when you define your buyer persona, you need to get specific. Say who your ideal customer is, who is most likely to convert and who will benefit the most from the services you provide. In our case, coming back to my example, in our case as a digital marketing agency, we reach out to startups and small businesses. Our buyer persona will then be the founder or a co-founder of a startup or the owner of a business with, let's say, an annual turnover of $2 to $5 million. Then the decision maker in such organizations, I need to understand those people. I need to understand what their interests are, typically what age they are, what kind of videos they watch, what kind of books they read, what kind of online communities they are part of, what are the typical pain areas that they have when it comes to managing or growing their business, what kind of tools they typically use to manage their business, what kind of, let's say, events they would like to attend, like, you know, typically for startups, you know, TIE or the On This Entrepreneurs is a very popular event, right, that founders like to attend. Basically, what I'm trying to do here is that I'm trying to relive their life, become the customer. When you're able to answer many of these and similar questions and get more specific, the better you will understand your customers and what will come out will actually be the buyer persona. So the more accurate the buyer persona is, the better you will be at how to reach them through your digital marketing efforts, and the better will be the results of your marketing efforts.
But finding out all of this information, specifically for target audiences in an industry that you don't know anything about, is not easy, right? How do you get to finding this information?
That's true. And mind you, let me tell you that creating a buyer persona is not easy. Nobody said it was easy. It can take a lot of research unless you have a person from that community on your team. For example, if you're marketing medical products to doctors and you have a doctor on your team, then definitely it will help to a large extent in creating a buyer persona. But in many cases, you do not have that liberty. So there are market research tools out there using which you can do a competitive analysis, and you can, you know, further, let's say, read information online. You can read various blogs, you can read research reports, you can talk to people in the industry, you could do online or offline surveys. More importantly, you could talk to the owner of the business who is wanting to get some digital marketing done. You know, they most likely should have a good understanding of their potential customers, and that should be a good base to start building on. So for example, let's say if you're going to be marketing medical products to certain specialist doctors, some information about these doctors can be given to you by, let's say, the medical products company itself, whose products you want to market, and that wants you to get them leads or sales. So for you could see if there are any, let's say, Facebook groups or LinkedIn groups of specific types of videos that might be of interest to these types of doctors who use such products. What kind of online discussion forums are there where doctors of this particular specialization go and talk about, let's say, the latest developments? What kind of online associations they could be part of, online or even actually offline? Who are the top influencer doctors in that specific area? So, you know, let's say if it's cardiology, then who are the top cardiologists, let's say, who talk about on YouTube about latest developments and new procedures, right? So you've got to do all this research, whether on your own, online, offline, or whether by talking to people, specialists, etc., in order to come up with a good buyer persona.
That seems like a lot of work. And then people say that digital marketing is easy. I mean, come on.
Right. No, it is indeed a lot of work, and defining the right buyer persona and mapping it to the buyer's online behavioral habits in order to create an effective digital marketing campaign can take a while, right? It can take time. However, the quality of your research and subsequent targeting that you create will, to a large extent, determine the success or failure of your marketing activities, right? So definitely there is going to be a lot of reward for the time that you put in, but sure, I mean, like you said, it will take time.
That's right. So you mentioned earlier that a lot of people, including business owners, are not able to define a good buyer's persona. What do you mean by that?
So unfortunately, what I've seen is that many business owners are not able to define the buyer personas well. You know, they are able to define it in a very general way. For example, you know, one of my customers who sells affordable housing, if you ask them whom to market to, the answer is anyone who wants to buy a house. And since everyone wants to buy a house, who probably does not have one, then simply targeting based on age and location of the project and may not necessarily be a good idea. It might be too general. The marketing can be done in that case to all, but it is not the best buyer persona. Let me tell you why. So for example, if you're selling affordable housing that costs, let's say, 20 to 25 lakh Indian rupees, you need to know what would be the salary of the person who could afford such a property. If they take a home loan, what kind of EMI will they be able to give? What kind of a car, or let's say, two-wheeler they own? What would they be, would they be going on domestic or international holidays? What kind of hotels would they be staying in, 3, 4, 5 star? What kind of newspapers would they be reading? What kind of job experience they would be having? What kind of organizations they would be working? What kind of a role, they would be playing, functional role, let's say. Now compare this to the fact that you are still selling a housing project, but now you are selling a luxury housing that costs more than 1.5 CR, Indian rupees. And now, for all the questions that I mentioned above, think about the answers to all those questions again. They will obviously be very different. The answers in this case will be very different, right? So while you are selling a house that probably a lot of people want, and you are a real estate company, but depending on who you are selling it to, your buyer persona can be very, very different. And that is the level of detail you need to think through, before you want to create, or before you actually go ahead and create a effective campaign. So when you create a buyer persona for a housing project and say that everybody who needs housing is my target audience, you probably doing a big mistake and you're probably going to be wasting a lot of money in your marketing campaign.
That actually makes a lot of sense. I mean, think of it this way. For a person who's owning a Rolls Royce, he wouldn't be looking for buying, most probably wouldn't be looking to buy a 25 lakh rupee house or something. That actually makes sense, and it makes sense to actually think of your target customers by being in their shoes. Thank you so much, and I really hope that a lot of people have now got to know more about how they can create a better buyer persona for their own business.